buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Ready Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com.
Today's guest is Michael Snyder of the Economic Collapse blog, and he's the author of the new book, The Rapture Verdict, and he's the producer and co-host of the new show, The Watch, which is available on his YouTube channel, and it's also on Roku on the PTL network. And where else is The Watch? Where else can you access The Watch? Is that also on Praiser? Yeah.
It is on Praiser, which is True News' new app, so it's available through there as well.
Very good, and I love it. It's you and your wife Miranda, and you do it's basically like an update show. It's like a news update show. You cover prophetic news, you cover economic news, earthquakes, disasters, all that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, we're talking about news and current events, things that are happening. You know, there's also some teaching on there, and there's going to be – I've recorded some shows where I actually do some preaching. And then actually I've got some interview shows coming up eventually when they get posted where I actually did a four-part interview with Joel Richardson is one of the interviews that's going to be coming up. So, yeah, we've been really busy with that, and we got some exciting things, you know, in that regard. So, yeah, I hope people check it out.
Yeah, it's fantastic. My wife and I have been binge watching it to get caught up on all the past episodes because we really just found out about it. So we've really been enjoying it, and great stuff you're doing there. And welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's really good to be back with you.
Now, on the Economic Collapse blog, you just recently had an article about the Venezuela food riots. I mean, that country is absolutely falling apart. It's not something new. It's something that's been an ongoing issue, but they're really, really hitting a critical point now where people are dying of hunger. You wrote that Venezuela will have 720% inflation this year and possibly 2,200% next year. In fact, it's been reported that they can no longer afford to print enough currency to keep up with the rapid rate of inflation. What can a state do in a scenario like that?
Yeah, well, it's very, very difficult to turn that around. It's almost kind of like the hyperinflation of the Weimar Republic, where people have basically completely lost confidence in the currency. And, so they go to the store and, you know, if they do happen to get some money, because wages are not going up as fast as the cost of living, where, you know, you go to the store 1 week and then the next week the price of, you know, food or something you need will double, and then the next week it'll double again. So it's kind of in that situation where people, if they actually do get some money, they race to the store, stand in these super long lines, hoping that maybe the food truck will come that day, that, you know, the trucks will bring something that they can buy, you know, while their money is still worth a little bit, you know, because it's being devalued so rapidly. But it's just mass chaos, mass panic everywhere, and people are hurting. People are hungry. In fact, people are so hungry that there was a mayor down there who said, hey, people in my area are hunting dogs, they're hunting cats, they're hunting pigeons so that they'll have something to eat. So they're actually eating cats and dogs. And this wasn't just an internet rumor. This was a mayor that came out and said this. And so, but this is what happens when, you know, we see an economy melt down. Now, a lot of people might think, well, Venezuela, that's a poor country. That only happens to poor countries. Well, Venezuela, according to the CIA fact book, actually has more proven oil reserves than anyone in the world, including Saudi Arabia. So it's actually a country that has a lot of natural resources, but basically the this is kind of what the end game of socialism looks like. There's too much debt, and then they started printing their currency too much to try to manage that debt and in an attempt to get their economy going, and just like it sounds like kind of what we've been doing to a degree, but You know, basically it's total currency collapse. Our economy is contracted by about 5%, over 5% last year. The IMF says, well, it's probably going to be about 8% this year. Full-blown economic depression. People are hurting. And so, you know, and people are getting desperate because the stores are empty. You know, sometimes there'll be these huge long lines of hundreds or thousands of people. Sometimes it's thousands of people waiting at these stores, waiting for the trucks to show up where they can maybe get something for their family. And a lot of times the trucks will come, and sometimes the trucks won't come. They won't have anything. And people will just go crazy. They'll start becoming violent. They'll be looting. In fact, there have been 107 reported cases of mass looting in Venezuela so far this year. There have been more than 2,000 political protests. So it's basically the complete breakdown of a country. But you know, I think it's very important for people to pay attention, because I believe that so much of what we're seeing in Venezuela right now is eventually coming to the United States. And so people need to get ready, including bartering. I wrote about this in one of my articles on End of the American Dream. I wrote about this yesterday, where people are bartering down in Venezuela, where now, you know, to get what they need, they're exchanging things in their home. You know, there's kind of a big black market for bartering. People are exchanging things for food, supplies, medical things they need. And so that's why I've always encouraged people. And, you know, this is the Prepper Recon podcast. You know, people into prepping, you know, you just don't want to get things that you're going to need. But, you know, it's good to stock up on barter items, things that you could exchange in the future for whatever you might need in an emergency type situation.
Yeah. And you mentioned the lines, and I've seen lines that were reported to be up to a mile long. And I just watched a short BBC piece on Venezuela and the resource scarcity there. And a reporter filmed his day trying to buy 8 essential items like cornmeal, soap, oil, toilet paper. He had to get up at like 1 o'clock in the morning to go stand in line. And he got in one line to get a ticket to get into the next line of the first store that he went into. And, he found a store that supposedly had the cornmeal. And, he stood in the line. He spent several hours in that line to find out that they didn't have the cornmeal at that store. And so then he got a text message. Social media is really big. That's how they're letting each other know what they've got at which store. At the end of the day, he gets home. It's really, really late at night. It's dark outside. He spent his entire day standing in line, and he's got like 4 of the items out of the 8 things that were on his list. They were all basics, like I said, you know, toilet paper and cornmeal and cooking oil. Could we ever see conditions like that in America?
Oh, I very much believe that we could. You know, when a economy breaks down, you know, especially. You know, our economy is starting to crumble and go. But you know, especially the economic conditions are accelerated by natural disasters or an EMP where the power grid goes down. You know, anything of that. You know, if the power grid goes down, people don't realize how incredibly vulnerable we are in that regard. Where kind of instantly society would be, you know, transformed back into the 1800s, kind of almost instantly. You know, a major volcanic eruption, a major earthquake like along the New Madrid Fault, a tsunami on either coast, or, you know, there's all kinds of things. And then, of course, we've got, you know, I believe we've got like a spirit of anger and civil unrest and violence rising in this nation. I think this election is going to bring a lot of that to the surface, where there's going to be so much anger and bitterness on both sides, and people hating Clinton, people hating Trump, and we've already seen violence at the Trump rallies. And so all these things are coming together to start to create the conditions for what I believe is a perfect storm. And so, yeah, when the people lose confidence in the dollar, when especially, you know, when things start becoming and it's not just the currency, when that starts to lose value, but if for whatever reason, whether natural disaster, civil unrest, martial law, war, EMP, so many things where all of a sudden the supplies of goods start to become restricted and there's less supply, but there's still the same amount of demand, that could create situations where there's long lines, where people can't get the things that they need. So all those things, I in fact, I'm very, very much convinced that what we're seeing in Venezuela right now is coming to this country, and probably a lot sooner than most people would think.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. KD Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. These plates can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Use coupon code PREPPERRECON to get 10% off your entire order at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the Store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
We just passed the third anniversary of the Prepper Recon podcast, and it couldn't have happened without you. To say thanks, I want to send you a free PDF copy of the 7-Step Survival Plan. It's a basic blueprint that will help you to prioritize your efforts and make sure you're not missing any important areas of prepping. To get your free copy, simply go to PrepperRecon.com and click the 7-Step Survival Plan free PDF banner that's directly under the menu bar at the top of the homepage. Thanks again for 3 great years of the Prepper Recon podcast.
And is this the socialist utopia that Hillary and Bernie have in mind for the U.S.?
Well, yeah, that's the funny thing. You know, here's Venezuela. Here's the end game of socialism. But, you know, this is what Bernie Sanders is promoting. And if Bernie Sanders was, you know, if the Democratic primary, the Democratic nominee had been decided by voters under the age of 30, Bernie Sanders would have won in a landslide. And he would win the general election overwhelmingly as well, because our young people have overwhelmingly started to move in that direction. In fact, there was a survey that recently came out that found that over 50% of all American adults under the age of 30 say that they reject capitalism. And so, you know, the socialistic mindset, which, you know, we see how it turns out in Venezuela, in North Korea, and, you know, so many, you know, in the Soviet Union, and so, you know, so many of these failed regimes throughout history. And yet this is what our society is gravitating toward, and it's very frightening.
And I watched another documentary on Venezuela, and the people are actually prohibited from buying in quantity. I don't think a lot of places they would even be able to. There's just not the supplies aren't there, like you mentioned. But it's legally prohibited from buying in quantity. It's legally they're not allowed to store food at home. Is that something you'd expect in America during a currency collapse?
Yeah, well, during, you know, not only just a currency collapse, but any type of national emergency, you know, where the president has the power to essentially become a dictator, you know, and you know, presidents have always had emergency powers all the way from, you know, the Civil War, World War One, World War Two, but over time these emergency powers have been strengthened. Especially we had 9/11, then through the Bush administration, and then, you know, even more during the Obama administration. So at this point, the legal framework has been created where if there was an emergency big enough, whatever type of emergency it was, basically the president could essentially declare himself a dictator and basically do whatever he wants. And that would include saying, okay, you're limited in terms of what you can buy at the store, you know, if there's anything available, and potentially even, you know, restricting what people could store in their own homes. But there comes a point when the time for preparation is over, and that point is already gone in Venezuela. You know, we're always telling people prepare, prepare, prepare. Well, in Venezuela, there's no more time to prepare. That is long gone. That's done. If people haven't prepared in Venezuela, they're too late. And so eventually it's going to become too late in this country too. And so that's why we're always telling people prepare, 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 because at some point time runs out.
And back to our conversation about Venezuela's inflation, 700% annual inflation, 2,200% inflation in the following year. How do you protect yourself against that? Would you recommend gold, silver?
Yeah, I do. Although, you know, a lot of people, you know, want to say, oh, just put everything into gold and silver. Well, I believe in having food first because, you know, if you don't have food, well, you can't eat your gold and silver, you know. And so, you know, I believe in having, food and basic supplies first. And then I also do believe in having an emergency fund because I believe in terms of the initial stage of the first and of what we're already moving into here in the United States, as I'm documenting in my recent articles, how the economy is already turning down. Well, it's kind of looking very similar to 2008, where so far this year, according to Challenger Gray and Christmas, layoffs at major firms are running 24% higher than they were the same period back in 2015. So people, just like in 2008, they're starting to lose their jobs. In fact, three members of my own extended family have lost their jobs so far this year. So people are losing their jobs, and then because about two-thirds of the country is living paycheck to paycheck, they don't have anything to fall back on. So they can't pay the mortgage, they can't pay the bills, and they get into trouble very, very quickly. And in 2008, we saw millions of people lose their homes, foreclosures shot through the roof. So I do believe in having an emergency fund that can cover at least 6 months of your bills so you can pay the mortgage, you know, in the short term. If you lose a job or your business goes under, whatever, you've got something to fall back on. But once you have, you know, those things taken care of, then I do believe in gold and silver for the longer term as a way to protect your wealth against rising inflation. But I would put it as a lower priority than maybe some other people would. And I know there's debate about this, but that's just my own personal perspective.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, if there's nothing in the store, there's nothing in the store, and you can't buy it with anything. So you got to get your food first, and you can't eat gold and silver. But let's say someone in Venezuela, if they'd been able to build up some wealth throughout their life, they could have preserved it through gold and silver. Unlike the Venezuelan paper currency that's worth less and less every day, gold and silver still have value, at least in the rest of the world, which Venezuela shares a fairly porous border with Colombia, so I'm sure if you had a little gold and silver, you could have bought just about anything you wanted in Colombia if you had a little plata, which isn't that telling that plata is the same word for silver and money in Spanish?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny, but, you know, all these things are predictable, you know, and globally we've got the largest debt bubble in the history of the planet, and countries all over the world are devaluing and debasing their currencies. You know, we're making so many of the same mistakes of the past, but somehow, you know, we think that, you know, it's going to turn out differently this time. But, you know, in the end, already the debt bubble here in the United States is starting to implode. Businesses, you know, I just wrote about yesterday, you know, how business debt delinquencies are at the highest level that we've seen since Lehman Brothers collapsed in 2008, or they're higher than that. And every time we go into recession, businesses start becoming delinquent on their debt, and we start seeing that spike. But just prior to going into a recession, it happened in, the downturn of 2000-2001, then last time around in 2008, and now it's happening again, where businesses are getting behind on their debts, they can't pay their debts, they're getting into trouble, and businesses have been going into debt like crazy. In fact, one report just came out that businesses last year, their debt was increasing at a rate 50 times faster than their cash. In other words, think of just you personally. If your debt was increasing 50 times faster than your bank account, well, that's a big problem. That's not sustainable. So, yeah, we've got a major problem in this country with debt, government debt, the consumer debt. And so, you know, at some point those bubbles burst, and I believe we're starting to see the beginning of that process. And it's going to be very, very painful in this country.
And one of my regular listeners, Robert A., we'll call him, he just sent me an article from Zero Hedge that said that China is importing a record amount of oil from Russia, and I suspect they aren't settling in dollars anymore, making the U.S. and the dollar less relevant. Is that something that could push us towards that Venezuelan hyperinflation type collapse we're seeing there?
Yeah, it definitely is, because, you know, most Americans don't realize this, but more dollars are actually used outside of the United States than are used inside the United States. That's an incredible statistic, but it's true. And, you know, and today, you know, around the world, dollars are used to buy and sell oil, but, and along with so many other things, where it's really the de facto currency of the globe. And so everyone's got to have dollars around the world. And to use to buy and sell and import and export. And so what that does is it's created an artificial demand for dollars and kept the value of the dollar much higher than it otherwise would have been. But if countries like Russia and China start moving away from the dollar like they have been, then what that does is it creates less demand for the dollar. And, you know, and so then the value of the dollar goes down, and the price for the things we export start to go up. We can't get quite as much for our money. And, you know, that would basically we'd have a flood of dollars coming back to our shores, and that would create, move us in that direction of a devalued currency. But personally, I don't believe we're going to see the tremendous kind of inflation they're seeing down here in Venezuela, down there in Venezuela, until we get to kind of this next crisis is going to start. And at first, it's going to seem kind of deflationary, but then the tremendous response by the Federal Reserve and the federal government and everything, the responses are going to be highly inflationary. And I think at that point, we're going to start to see inflation really take off as the currency is debased, but also at the same time, supplies of goods and services are greatly constricted. So we're going to have a diminishing pool of goods and services that are being chased by just a flood of money. Both those factors moving in conjunction will create the tremendous inflation that people have warned about. But I don't think that's going to be the initial phase of what we're moving into immediately in the short term, but more the midterm. We'll eventually get there. And I believe that we'll eventually see the death of the U.S. dollar.
That's the end of the first half of my interview with Michael Snyder from the Economic Collapse blog. Tune in next time for the rest of the show.
In Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 1, Behold Darkness and Sorrow, Daniel Walker begins having prophetic dreams about the judgment coming upon America for rejecting God's word. Through one of his dreams, Daniel learns of an imminent threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack, sending the country into a technological dark age. If they want to live, Daniel and his friends must focus on faith, wits, and preparation to be ready before the lights go out. Buy your copy of Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 1, Behold Darkness and Sorrow, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition from Amazon.com today.